This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons, edwardsvaham.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
The Super Bowl is not just football, it's big business. The last four Super Bowls have been the four most watched TV programs in U.S. history in terms of total viewers. It's been estimated that over 400,000 people travel to the city hosting the Super Bowl each year. According to Forbes, the NFL itself is worth more than $35 billion. So what does this mean for the tri-state area now that the Super Bowl is coming to the region for the first time ever? According to Phil Colicchio, host of the business on Heritage Radio Network, the Super Bowl isn't just a big party or a football game. It's a business convention for one of the biggest industries in America.
The Super Bowl is really the NFL's annual convention. Everybody who does business with the NFL comes to the Super Bowl because they have a chance to meet, mingle. They actually do real business during Super Bowl week. And we're not just talking about the owners having a meeting, deciding whether or not to change video replay. You know, we're talking about the people who sell the napkins to the stadium from the ground up, the real economics of the NFL, which, by my estimation, is probably the third largest economy in the world behind U.S. and China. You know, is I think the NFL.
So that might be why restaurateurs like Danny Meyer are creating high-end pop-ups for the festivities. His Super Bowl dining experience, The 48, features five tables that are being rented for $50,000 a day. Again, like Phil said, this is a major business convention, and big business will be big business. Businessman Lonnie Sweet created the 50-Yard Lounge, a 15,000-square-foot sports bar located across the street from Penn Station, New York City. A ticket to the lounge gains you access to food made by New York City's top chefs, such as Mark Forgione, Michael White, and Alex Guarnaschelli, special cocktails, and of course, lots of football. Lonnie told us about the economic impact the Super Bowl is anticipated to have on the tri-state area.
Well, so from what I understand, the normal is about 400,000 additional people coming to a Super Bowl city. So New York being that a lot of people typically travel out of New York to other cities, I don't know if that came down or not. Mm-hmm. I think you can look at the hotel industry and you look at the secondary ticket market and you start to see that as indicators for what's happening with the Super Bowl. Both are actually very light right now. So the hotel industry is not doing what they thought they were going to do. The secondary ticket market is getting hammered right now. They're getting absolutely killed. So I don't know if it's that number is lower or Seattle and Denver aren't traveling as well, but we'll see.
However you break it down, one thing's for certain. The Super Bowl is much bigger than pigskin. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Jack Inslee. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 shows a week. Check out our archives or follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Pianissimo Short by Tackstar. Thanks for listening.